Okay, thank you for checking on that for me.
We're on the air. Go ahead and call this meeting to order. Sixth Nation Congress, this is our speech session. Today is September 11th, 2018. Time is 10:04 a.m., space 7. First item on the agenda is prayer.
Lord, we thank you for today. We just thank you for the opportunity to be here and to serve with you. Just remember the lives lost. Be with those who are still grieving the lives lost in September. Just watch over us today. Help us make the right decisions and help guide our nation and set us on the right path. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Gutschloss.
Present.
Congresswoman Leonard.
Present.
Congressman Mayo.
Here.
Congressman Mason. Congressman Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Chief Redhorn.
Present.
Congressman Mason did notify the clerk that he would be absent this morning. He is dealing with a medical issue, his wife. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. We approved the journal yesterday.
Motion to approve the journal for September 10th.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Gutschloss, I believe it was seconded by Congresswoman Stabler. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Next item on the agenda is reports of select committees.
Congress. Good morning, everyone. The Rules and Ethics Committee and Engrossment Committee met this morning, and we are reporting Bill ONCA 1833, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,150,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards, co-sponsors Scott Bighorst and Eli Potts, and the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONC 1843, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $1,773,777 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards, and the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. And also ONC 1850, an act to amend ONC 17101 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $50,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards, and the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other standing for select committee reports? Congresswoman Whitehead.
Request a correction on the committee report for ONC 1843. Congresswoman Edwards is not the sponsor of that bill.
I agree with that, and that went through my mind on them, and then I decided, I guess it is right, but yeah, it's wrong. It is correct on the bill.
Yes.
I do know that. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. The committee considered ONC 1835, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. Final committee action is due pass with amendments with yes votes from Edwards, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn. The amount of the bill was increased from $450,000 to $500,000 based on information presented in the committee. Also, ONC 1844, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $551,737 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Edwards, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn. The judicial branch announced some addition of funding from federal sources, so those bills will be forthcoming. Also, ONC 1846, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $240,041 to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments. Yes votes from Edwards, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn. The amendment was just a few dollars, and it actually was adjusted downward. Also, that's it for me. Thank you.
Speaker, members of Congress, I'd like to report out Bill number ONC 1856, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation in the amount of $176,650 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Walker. Final committee action is due pass. I believe that bill was amended. Pardon me.
For 1856?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've made any amendments.
Right.
I was making amendments.
Can I call for a brief recess?
So moved.
Second.
Motion for a brief recess by Congresswoman Edwards. Seconded by
Congresswoman Pratt.
Congresswoman Pratt. Any discussion? Seeing none.
Yes.
I think you guys helped me make that motion. Didn't I make the motion?
To report it out.
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Clark, this is not their budget.
Sorry. That's been a matter of confusion for me. We've got one bill in GovOps and one bill in appropriations.
That committee report does show as amended, correct, though? The one that you passed there. I've got it right.
This was the federal funds.
Yeah, she just reported the amendments to.
The other one, okay. Excuse me, I was confused. It's been a confusing thing for me.
That's how the bill was. It was like Attorney General, one's a grant, one was their.
Right, yeah. Right, and we didn't amend the budget. I mean, the.
The grant.
Right.
No, it's, yeah.
Thank you for the brief recess. We've got that straightened out. We've had two separate bills and two separate committees, so it's been a little bit sketchy there. So the final committee action was do pass on this ONCA 1856. Voting yes was Tillman, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, Pratt, and Whitehorn. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for signing on as a co-sponsor and assisting me.
You're welcome, Speaker.
Are there any other standing committee reports? If none, we're now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills and resolutions to be read? See none? Congresswoman Stabler, are you reading in ONCA 1862?
Yes.
Okay, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I'd like to read in ONCA 1862 an act to authorize and appropriate $880,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 1862 is assigned to the Commerce, Union, and Land Committee. Okay, we are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Mr. Speaker, General Day 1, second reading, ONCR 1824, a resolution to clarify the series of events leading up to the filing of Pratt versus Nolan, CV 2017-01. State the relief sought by Pratt versus Nolan, CV 2001 or 2007-01 has not been rendered, and to clarify for posterity the course of actions taken by the Osage Nation Congress.
We're now on bills and resolutions on third reading. First bill is ONCA 1833, an act authorizing and appropriate $8,150,000 for the Higher Education Scholarship Fund to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Would you like to proceed?
Split my time. Thank you. Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, citizens, friends. Again, it's time for us to consider our annual appropriation to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund. I'm often reminded that this is the one thing that we do as a nation that can change the course of a person's life forever. There's nothing more important than a good education. And I'm also reminded that as early as the 1820s, my Osage family was walking their students to the first school, one of the first schools that was available in Indian Territory. That's how important it was to the Osages to send their children to school. And that's been going on ever since then. From the time that we've had our head rights, many, many of those head rights have been dedicated to sending Osage children to school and to college. So I believe that it is eminently important that we continue down the course of offering our Osage citizens the ability to access higher education through this fund. A couple of statistics that are important. This Congress does monitor very closely through our third-party administrator, Scholarship America, many statistics about the higher education scholarship. We know exactly how many students apply through the one-time annual scholarship application. We know how many people apply for funding. We know what areas of college they're going to, and we know how much money on average is paid out. So this year we see that there are approximately 1,350 qualifying applications filed. That means approximately 1,350 Osages desire to go to college sometime throughout the school year. When we do the math on how much money's paid out over the year, and that money last year was approximately $8.149 million, that averages out to about $6,000 a student. So it's a good amount of money. It's not out of the ordinary with what we're spending for per pupil students in other areas. So it impacts greatly. And I think if you look at the thank you notes, the emails, what people post on social media, they tell you, I could not do this. I could not have gone to college. I could not have gone to grad school. I could not have started my career but for this scholarship. And I think another important aspect of this scholarship that often is not talked about is the field of study internship that we do. And that allows Osage students to take a semester and enter into the field that they're interested in and work with hopes that they can find a job in that internship, in that area, with that employer, or somewhere else in that field after college. So the components are all there for success for our students. And I would encourage you to continue to support this scholarship. One thing I will mention, and you know, this is just reality. This Congress knows the cost of higher education throughout the United States, and we know that it continues to rise. In the summer of 2017, the regions of higher education raised tuition and fees by over 5.3%. And what this scholarship has attempted to do is keep pace with the in-state public tuition in Oklahoma. Those students outside of Oklahoma that go to different schools, and we know this, and unfortunately this is what we can do right now, are going to get the equivalent of public education in Oklahoma, the cost. So we track Oklahoma public education pretty closely. In 2018, the regions raised the tuition again by almost 7%. So you're looking at a 12% increase in 2 years in the cost of tuition and fees. We haven't kept pace with the 2018 increase. We did keep pace with the 2017 increase. So, again, extremely important service, direct assistance to all Osages, wherever located. I would encourage a yes vote on this. Thank you.
Any other member wish to speak for or against ONCA 1833? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and guests, Assistant Chief. I'm going to speak in favor of this bill. I think that it's a road that the nation years ago has chosen to walk down. When I had the pleasure of serving this body as Speaker, one of the most significant things to me that I didn't realize would affect me in such a way was when I had the ability as Speaker to sign our Osage people's certificates that we send out to them when they, as they graduate. And it was a wonderful experience because I know that that is one thing that this nation has done for individual Osages, no matter where they live, that has actually made a difference in their lives. It gives them the ability to support their families, to support the workforce, and we don't know what other fields that they've gone into, whether they be a doctor, whether they be an engineer. They're helping the public at large improve this world by their education. I had the privilege a couple of years ago to go visit with the Southern Ute tribe, and we visited with the upper management of the Southern Ute Growth Fund. And their philosophy is a very successful, financially successful tribe was, we're going to educate any member of our tribe that needs an education. We're also going to employ them. And they have the means to do so. But how they finished up that statement to me is, we want our Southern youths to go out there into the workforce, whether it be in Manhattan, San Francisco, San Diego, somewhere in Europe, and we want them to have the best skills, the best knowledge, and we want them to be able to do an excellent job wherever they perform, because those people, when they carry themselves to other places, they represent us. They represent us as Southern youths. I have latched on to that same philosophy, that those people that we educate, whether they be here in our local area, and we do educate a lot of our employees here at the Nation that tap into this scholarship as their resource to attend school and further their education, but also on the outside, they carry the Osage Nation with them. And I have met the people that don't have the privilege of living here within our reservation area that have told me, I am so happy and proud of what my tribe has done for me. And they are our ambassadors out there in the world. So I urge a yes vote on that, but I just had to give a little bit of the insight that I have about this scholarship. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Guests, good to see some familiar faces here. I'm in full support of this appropriation as well. And I stand before you as one of the members that directly benefited from this Higher Education Scholarship Fund. And I firmly believe that there's nothing that can quite change the course of a human life than an investment in a quality education. I have a master's degree, I have a bachelor's degree, and I have an associate's degree because the Osage Nation invested in my life through this scholarship program. It changed my life drastically. I think there's other members of Congress here that have been impacted by this, that have gone on to educate themselves. There are members in the gallery here today who have taken advantage of our higher education scholarship. We are coming back to serve our nation. This isn't money that goes out the door that we don't see a direct benefit from. There are Osages that take advantage of this that come back to work for our people, and I believe that this directly advances the work that we're doing as the Osage Nation. So I thank you for the appropriation in previous fiscal years. It's definitely changed my life. And as a member of Congress, I will be supporting this as we move forward.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak for or against the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, those in attendance today. I am very in favor of this bill. Anything with education, I fully support for our nation, for our people, especially the youth of our nation, the future leaders of our people. But I would like to tell a little story about the history of I've seen of our education department through the years. When I was a junior in high school down in Hommy, Oklahoma, a bunch of us came up here to the education building, which was the little white frame building that was next door to the agency building at the time. It's no longer there. But we went in there, about five of us, young Osage men from Hominy, and we were inquiring about education. And the man there was a little short BIA man, and all there was available at the time was the BIA scholarship. And all of us that came up here, we were like, well, we're here to see about education. And the man said, well, okay. And, won't you guys go back and work on your grades and come back next year, and maybe you can become a plumber or a carpenter or one of the trades that you can maybe have a good career and raise a family. And one of our guys said, well, okay, but what if we want to be a doctor or a lawyer or one of the professional careers? He said, well, you guys go back and work on your appraisal and come back next year. So I'm just telling you, I've seen where we've come through all these years and where we are now, that we've done such great things for our people in the way of education. So I just wanted to say that much about how far we've come since those old days till now. So I encourage you, please support this bill. Thank you.
Any other member wish to speak for or against ONCA 1833? Congresswoman Edwards, you have a couple minutes left.
I'll waive my time.
Okay. The question is, shall ONCA 1833 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes. Yes.
Congresswoman Lynn.
Yes.
Congressman Baker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Uh-huh.
Congresswoman Staley.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. ONCA 1833 passes and will be referred to enrollment. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. Okay, we are now on ONCA 1843, an act providing appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019. In the amount of $1,773,777 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. How would you like to
proceed? I'll close.
Okay. Is there any member that wishes to speak for or against ONCA 1843? Okay, seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, and members here present in the gallery, as Appropriations Chair, it's by our rule, it's my duty to sponsor all the operating budgets for the nation. So this is among the operating budgets for the nation for the Office of the Attorney General. Briefly, I would like to say about it that our indirect cost has gone up this year, so that's reflected in this budget as other budgets. So we have a cost increase there. I believe that Attorney General has herself and three other employees in her office right now. That hasn't changed in this appropriation bill. And also I'd like to say this is a big budget, but the idea of the Attorney General's office when it was first formed and legislated was that it would be the clearinghouse for all of the legal work the nation does. I think previous to me being on Congress, that it was found that different programs or departments would have their own attorney. And we were paying a lot of attorney costs that was somewhat unregulated. We weren't able to have that all in one place. So our Attorney General's office has developed over the past 8 years of existence, maybe. And we have utilized that office for a clearinghouse for the legal work that goes on within the executive branch and representation of the Osage Nation. By far, the huge bulk of this bill is for professional fees. I believe that we are still moving forward with looking into our water rights. These cases and trust issues take attorneys of expertise, and sometimes we have to engage outside representation, legal representation. So I urge your support for this bill. We've looked at it in committee, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Question is, shall ONCA 1843 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfoss?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Baker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Aye.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Any alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1843 is referred to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1850, an act to amend ONCA 17-101 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $50,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards.
Open.
Well, I'll start out by saying that I have managed to violate a policy which states that we put the source of funding in our heading of our bill. But to confirm that this is federal funding to the Office of the Attorney General for some water rights work. It was an award that was given to the Attorney General's office earlier this year. And this way, by appropriating it, we comply with the law that says all funding needs to have an appropriation with it. I apologize that it does not say that it's federal funds. That's always helpful to the members and the constituency when looking at appropriations. But again, this is federal funding for some the water rights funding. Thank you.
Is there any other member that would like to speak for or against ONCA 1850? Okay, seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1850 pass?
Yes.
Congressman Baker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Uh-huh.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Is that correct?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfoss?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
ONCA 1850 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1850 is referred to enrollment. We are now on motion to notice.
The Culture Committee meets immediately following session.
Well, I'm out of line, but tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 9:45, Government Ops. And then I'll also announce Health and Social Services from 3 to 5.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Appropriations Committee meets today from 1 to 3. We have a very loaded agenda with several important items, one about the Baker Tilly appropriation for the advice that we got from the report. The other appropriation bills we'll be considering has to do with budgeting, the way we budget, and also some changes to the Treasury bill. So if you have the ability to attend, it would be a good meeting to be at.
Great.
until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
She said tomorrow morning, DevOps. He was asking if DevOps was tomorrow morning.
Who said it? Second by Congressman Dillon. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Return.
Sorry, I thought we were adjourned. Appropriations is at 1 today, yes.
Yes.
I apologize. I cannot figure out, I haven't yet grasped who's on.